The winter troll season opens in southeast Alaska in October. Through the end of December, trollers had caught only 5,500 king salmon. Grant Hagerman, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's troll management biologist for Southeast, says that catch is down quite a bit from last year.
Last year, you know, through the same time period, we had, over 7,000. We were about 7,400. So we're, you know, almost a couple thousand fish below where we were last year. And that's quite a bit below a 5 or 10 year average. The early winter fishery, basically October through December, the 5 year average is just about 16,000, and a longer average is, you know, about 12,500. So we're down substantially from that.
Normally, catches in the outside waters near Sitka make up a big portion of the winter catch. Those catches were low this year, and there was some stronger early season fishing in Frederick Sound near Petersburg. Hagerman says that led to some of the fleet heading inside to fish.
It was, interesting to see some of the Sitka fleet actually, you know, fishing in Frederick Sound. You know, we get fish tickets in and seeing some of the Sitka boats where normally we have 100 boats here fishing and catching, you know, like I mentioned, 40 to 50% of that early winter harvest. We had a fair amount of permits who ran into the inside to fish. Very different.
Last year's total winter catch was just under 12,000 kings in a season shortened by 6 weeks to conserve fish returning to Southeast rivers. This year's winter season is also expected to end March 15th. The troll catch takes on added significance this year. That's because the Pacific Salmon Treaty Agreement signed in 2018 links management measures for all fisheries to the winter season catch rates. Specifically, estimates of king salmon abundance will be based on power troll catch rates in waters near Sitka for the first month and a half of the season. Based on those catch rates, king salmon abundance looks to be very close to what it was last year, and it's expected Southeast will have an all-gear catch limit of just over 140,000 kings. The numbers are still preliminary, and harvest restrictions and fishery closures not yet finalized, but Hagerman does expect more restrictions to commercial and sport fishing.
Following the 2018 Alaska Board of Fisheries meeting, we had a number of restrictions that were implemented in troll fisheries, gillnet fisheries, well, all commercial fisheries, really, and the sport fisheries, and I believe those would continue.
King salmon stocks in the western U.S. are listed under the Endangered Species Act, and some in Canada are thought to be at increasing risk of extinction. In Alaska, some runs are at historically low levels, and the fishery restrictions are aimed at helping stocks recover. Troll-caught kings this winter are fetching around $12 a pound at the docks, and fish are averaging just under 12 pounds. The effort has been down, with landings at almost half of the 5-year average. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.